Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week. And joined, we're going to talk a little travel in one of the great states in this country where I reside, as does our author, Janice McDonald, Georgia Off the Beaten Path. Discover Your Fun, it's the Off the Beaten Path series, and out on July 15th. Encourage you all to grab this book, order on Kindle, etc. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And Janice, thanks for a few moments of your time here today.
Thanks for having me.
You live in the state of Georgia. You're writing about the state of Georgia. Yeah, in this book, is there challenges when you're partial or live in a particular place that you're writing about as a travel book?
The biggest challenge with this book was that I was doing it in a pandemic.
Yeah.
So a lot of places were a little harder to get in touch with, and rules had changed and that sort of thing. So it's an update of an earlier version. I tried to find things that would be less affected. So I've kind of put a lot more outdoor things
okay.
in this one.
One of the great things about Georgia, I found, I've been here 30 years now, is there's always new things. So, glad this update's being done, because things have changed a lot, a ton in the last 10, 20 years. So I think that this is a must-have for any one of us that live in Georgia or travel into Georgia. It's such a big state.
It's a huge state, and you get every type of terrain there is, and therefore there's different interests and different places, and things that a lot of people just don't even think are possible. Like one of the fun things is there's an area down in South Georgia where a bunch of trains go across, and train aficionados go down there and just sit on the platform.
Wow.
And watch trains go by. And the town is folks, and the town has gotten behind it, and even have Wi-Fi in the train platform, so you can sit there to your heart's content and email and watch trains.
No, that's I didn't know about that one. So I've been.
I was a little crazy in it.
I enjoy trains. I don't know if I can call myself a train person, but we're with Janice McDonald, author of coming out July 15th, Georgia Off the Beaten Path. I recommend you get it. And you're right, Janice, from up in the north, where the Tennessee border is, down to the either the coast or the Florida border, it's almost like two or three different states.
Well, Georgia is one of the largest states we have, so yeah, you get a lot of variation in between.
And we all know, Atlanta is the 800-pound gorilla. People come to Atlanta for long weekends, conventions, vacations. What's maybe a hidden spot in Atlanta that people don't realize?
Oh, goodness. There's so many little parks. This isn't hidden, but it's constantly changing as the Beltway.
Yeah.
They basically, several years ago, for those who don't know, started developing a lot of the rail lines and creating these biking and hiking paths throughout the city, and it just joins all these neighborhoods, and you can really get to see a lot of Atlanta by just making your way along the Beltline. And it has taken these areas that were somewhat blighted in some cases, and now they're these hot happening spots. They've taken old warehouses and created living space with restaurants below. And one of the things is Pot City Market, which is huge, and it was an old Sears building back in the early 1900s, and then it was City Hall, and then they've created this huge thing. It's got a rooftop place that you can hang out. It's on the Beltway.
Yeah, there's a lot of hidden gems down there now. Maybe not that hidden anymore. Then you venture out into the suburbs, and you have kind of neat little towns like Dunwoody, Roswell, Woodstock, that have kind of little throwback, little downtowns. Have you explored those much?
Yeah, I have. I've got friends that live in a lot of these places, which makes it very helpful. And again, yes, these tiny little towns that were developed around courthouse squares, and they have become these vibrant places to hang out. I live in Decatur, which is actually inside the perimeter of Atlanta, and the downtown area of Decatur is just become a destination.
It really has.
Because the Courthouse Square and the restaurants around it.
It really has. A lot of great restaurants.
The fun thing about those little towns is that the cities themselves have embraced that little area, and they come up with fun festivals and, you know, things to attract the families and keep the families occupied.
Yeah,
I'm going to Tucker this weekend. They're having a food truck thing going on Saturday night to welcome actually a friend of mine whose son was in the Iditarod, and they're hosting Sean Underwood weekend in Tucker and having this kind of a little festival.
Yeah, it's easy for those size towns to close down their main street and have like a street festival, and they, like you said, they really embrace that. Maybe another city, maybe not on everybody's first page. I enjoy Cartersville, kind of underrated. They have a couple great They have a couple great museums. The Booth Western Art Museum is unbelievable for that to be in Cartersville, and the Indian Mounds and a lot of other things. Cartersville's kind of to me, I recommend that to people when they come into Atlanta, drive out there and see that for a day.
Absolutely. The Booth is actually associated now with the Smithsonian.
Yep.
I was blown away when I went into the Booth.
Yeah, it's
And not too far from Cartersville is Cape Springs. Have you ventured over there?
Yep, there's that's a nice little hidden spot as well.
And great restaurants, too. It's nothing but a little more than a crossroad, but it's got antique stores and really good restaurants. And I was floored to see how many people come over and use the springs to fill up jug after jug of water.
Interesting. Also, maybe not as hidden, cities like Blue Ridge and Helen already have had a following, and they've really taken that and run with it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you've got the little rail line that goes through Blue Ridge. That's a lot of fun, especially in the fall when the leaves are coming out.
Yeah, wrapping up here with Janice McDonald. Did a great job with Georgia Off the Beaten Path, and really a lot to explore here in the state of Georgia. And it's hot in the summertime, Janice, but the spring and the falls are perfect times to get out and explore.
Well, you know, it's hot in the summer, but there's a lot of in the North Georgia, there's a lot of waterfalls you can, get out and get in the water and enjoy that. And, don't discount getting in the water down by the coast, too. There's places in the Sea Islands where you can go sea kayaking if you're not into just actual boating and see those sea wildlife.
We're lucky we live here. You can spend a lot of time exploring Georgia and there's so much that it offers, and like you said, so many different options, and the state is huge. Janice, great job, and thanks for coming on, and we'll continue finding those little hidden gems in the state of Georgia.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Janice.